This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cove to Texas.
And today on the Skirted Roundtable, we're going to be discussing finding your audience, specific ways of getting readers, networking with other bloggers, and resources available out there to get the word out about what you're writing about. And this is a follow-up to last week. And Joni, why don't you start with things that you've done? Because you've got a really nice devoted readership.
Well, I think I've said this before, but I'll repeat it. I get a lot of email from people asking me, you know, what is my advice of how they can grow their audience? And I do have specific points that I try to tell everyone. The first is to take about a month and just write, get about a month's worth of interesting blog topics accumulated, so that when people do come to visit, they'll have something to read. You know, I get these blogs and they go, oh, please go to my blog and read it, and there'll be two, you know, posts there. You've got to have an accumulation of something for someone to read besides one or two posts. So I say, you know, take 3-4 weeks, build up your blog, then start going and commenting on other blogs of people that are in your niche. Comment, and eventually people will come to your blog, and if there's content, they will comment on yours. Then you need to try to build up a real relationship based on a friendship with a couple of bloggers. And through that, you could ask, can you put me on your blog roll? That's another way to get readership, is to be on blog rolls. But you don't want to be pushy about it. It's a fine line.
Okay, I'm going to interject one thing really quickly. Go back to the updating your blog. It's really important, like Joni said, to have a blog that looks like it has, that it feels like it's, you've put enough effort into it, that you have, you know, I mean, like 10 or 15 posts. Or right. 30 even. I mean, have pages that people can go to. But on top of that, I mean, before you announce it and go live, so to speak, like as she said, really spend time and work on it. And then go live with it. Continue to update. I get so many more hits when I have, when sometimes I'm updating 2 and 3 times a day, if I have that kind of time in my day. But it really makes a difference. People know that you're actively blogging and posting, and it makes them want to come back again if they know that you're actively posting on things. Interesting things, too. Put thought into it.
A good rule of thumb, which I don't have, and I'm very guilty of, and I wish I did, but Megan does do this, is to be a regular poster so that your audience knows when to expect a post from you. If you're going to do it 3 times a week, you know, do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or, you know, do it Monday through Friday, or, you know, just have some kind of a schedule. It's not imperative, but it will get you more of an audience.
You need to be consistent. I mean, it is a commitment. That's the other thing. I think you can get what you put into it. If you put a lot into it, and, you know, by posting continually, I think that it really does reap some benefits. The other thing I was going to say, as far as asking or befriending people, I think you have to understand who the group that you want to be sort of associate, who you have to choose your group of bloggers. Joni's mentioned before that there are different kinds of design blogs. There are the country cottage ladies.
The cottage ladies.
You have some of the more bohemian,
historical.
Find the people that you, the circles that your blog would fit most nicely into. Don't just go to every single blog you can think of and start commenting. And when you comment, make sure the comment is, read the post before you comment. Because people just look at it and kind of roll their eyes. Okay, thanks for plugging your blog on my blog.
Well, I guess I'd refine that a little bit, Megan, and say, you can't just go to any blog you want and comment. I don't think people should necessarily, it feels almost a little too strategic. I think that it's like, read, you know, it's genuineness. Read the blogs you love. They may not, I mean, I read the bohemian blogs even though I'm not that person. And I may or may not comment on them because I'm not necessarily moved to comment on them, but I read them. So I think it's the genuineness of you know, patronize the blogs you like, and also pay attention to the blogs you, you know, you would like them to notice you because they're one of the big heavier hitters. You know, they have a level of expertise in what they're doing, you know, and comment on their blog and just regularly comment politely, friendly, read the post. Don't just say, oh, what a pretty, you know, pot and move along, or come see my blog. You know, everybody knows that if you have a hot link in your comment, you know, it's going to go somewhere. And if you've written something, people either have seen your name frequently or your comment was interesting, they're going to click through.
Right. And if you do add your, I mean, there's a word for doing that, having your the link to your blog at the bottom of your post. It's called phishing. And it's, you know, it's not always.
I don't agree. I think if, you know, if I put that at the bottom of my, like Linda from Surroundings, that's not phishing.
No, it's when people do put their URL.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not, I don't know that that's phishing either. If it's another design blog, I don't know that I like it, but I think phishing is, I did a post once on Martha Stewart, and we're getting a little off topic, Martha Stewart, new line of rugs, and then I had some rug company say, oh, we've got discount rugs here, click on this link. That's phishing, you know, but I think a little heavy self-promotion of your design blog is maybe a little heavy-handed, and we'll turn some people off, but I don't know that...
I don't think people should be offended or surprised if they just this week started a blog, for instance, and they have written sort of a mass mailing to all the other blogs who've been around and have established themselves. If we don't immediately put them on our blog roll, or... Because, you know, on my blog roll, I hope that, you know, the blogs that I've chosen on my blog roll, and I change them from time to time, but I hope that they are blogs that people put a lot of work into and effort into, and you know, don't just kind of post once in a blue moon.
Right.
Getting back to growing an audience, I recently had a conversation with Stephen Hurry. He's a great blogger. He's an architect out of Washington, D.C., and he had done a post.
Is that Architect Design?
Yes, Architect Design. And he had done a post featuring a luncheon that he had with some beautiful dishes. And I said, you need to put this on Mr. Linky. And he said, what is that? I said, you know, on Tablescapes Thursday. This is perfect for that. And he didn't know what it is. And what Mr. Linky is, certain blogs have parties. And you join, you do your post that day that matches the topic. So if it's Tablescapes Thursday, you would do something with a beautiful tablescape, and then you would go to their blog and put your URL in their link. It's called Mr. Linky. And the amount of traffic you get is absurd. It's unbelievable. And you'll get all these new people visiting you and new comments. And I went back and checked, Stephen, and he got like 38 comments that day. And he was number 50 on Mr. Linky. So he was way down there, and he still got that many. So he was really excited, and it's a great way to get an audience.
Yeah, that Tablescape Thursday is Susan at Naps on the Porch.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm mangling that because I participated too. And I got a lot of hits, and I got a lot of comments from new people. And it's a way of introducing you to new bloggers, because I went and clicked on everybody who came to my blog because of that. I went and clicked on every single one of their blogs and commented on every single one of their blogs. And it's time consuming. I mean, the whole thing about blogging is it's not this passive little activity. If you want readers, it's a quid pro quo. It's I'm commenting on yours, you're commenting on mine. Will every reader stick? No. Will I go back to every single blog? No. And will they come to mine? No. But the ones, there are some that I felt more kinship with.
Going back to, besides Tablescape Thursday, Julia from Hooked on Houses does a Friday party called What I'm Hooked On. I think that's usually what it is.
Yeah, Hooked On Fridays.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest participating in as many, the Inspired Room, Melissa, she has great parties. So, you know, it's to participate in, if you're looking to grow a strong, great, loyal audience, these are the type of people that participate in Mr. Linky. They're very loyal readers. They comment a lot. and it's a great audience.
Now, you know? On the other hand, that's an audience of other bloggers. What about, for instance, one time a couple of years ago, I was interviewing Margaret Russell of Elle Decor, and she was kind of new to the whole blog world, and she was like, you know, I kind of wonder who reads the blogs, just other bloggers. And so there's different audiences. So that's sort of the other blogger audience. But how do we get the people who are not bloggers to be reading our blogs? You know, if you want to grow your blog, you want to grow, depends on what your goal of your blog is. But if you want media attention to your blog, are you blogging for media or are you blogging for other designers?
One thing that I've noticed that has been great, whenever I blog on a particular designer, I always send them a link and just say, just thought you'd like to know. And it's great because then you're turning your blog onto, you know, a group of designers that may, you know, that look at a lot of blogs and it's of interest to them. Yeah. They tell their friends. And then you've got this in your audience, some major designers that you look up to, obviously, because you posted about them and they appreciate it.
I was not always very good at doing that. I would just post about people and it didn't occur to me till much later that I was missing a whole segment of those people because I wasn't saying to them, I just wanted to let you know I valued what you do enough. I put it on my blog.
A way to get press recognition, I think, is to start utilizing the blogs from the magazine. These are editors that are, you know, running these blogs and writing them, and they are reading the comments. So if that is something you're interested in, start commenting on magazine blogs.
What magazines have? A lot of magazines haven't had blogs up till now. Which ones do now?
Southern Living, Karen Carroll, she writes it, and you comment on her, and, you know, you can actually build a relationship. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but, I mean, you know, you can get noticed.
And then there's everyone's best friend, Terry Sapienza of the Washington Post.
Oh, yes, we all love Terry.
Yeah, I know. Really love her. So there are ways to utilize magazines. Not in a pushy way, not in a phony way. I mean, I cannot stress enough that phoniness that comes with promoting yourself.
It has to be genuine. When you try to befriend somebody who has a blog, there's people out there want to use other bloggers in order to drive traffic to their own, and they befriend you, and then, you know, then they're like, see ya, thanks. Most of the people that I promoted, I've remained email friends with, but a few I completely now in retrospect see that I was just completely used. You know, so I, you know, if you do find someone that you just happen to really click with, that's nice. Yeah. And you know what? On Facebook, I feel like I have a small group. My Facebook isn't crazy, the people that I choose to have on it, but I have a lot of bloggers on it and a few people who are readers. And I post, whenever I do a posting, I put it on Facebook, and I get so many people reading my post off of that.
Facebook,
it's easy for them to do it.
Right, and Twitter, too.
Twitter, yeah. Another way to grow your audience is utilize Facebook. Utilize Twitter especially.
Yeah. Any of those things that you can reach out and touch people and just remind them.
What about sites like Delightful Blog, where you actually, I think you pay to be part of it. Do you think that people find you?
I think that's a ripoff.
I kind of don't think anyone's finding me through that. Yeah. But I used it originally and it had a really cute little logo, so that didn't hurt. It made my blog look pretty in the beginning.
I don't think anything you have to pay for is probably worth it because there's so many free. Yeah. I mean, I think nothing beats the going and reading other blogs and commenting about what they have done. And then if you like something they do, I mean, there's also the technique of, oh, I just read this wonderful post over on Joni's blog. Go see it. You know, I did a blog post on based on Meg at Pigtown. I think it was her blog. I'm pretty sure. And she did a post about her father teaching them to look up to the tops of buildings.
Yes, it was Meg.
It was this lovely little post just about my father taught us to look up because that's how you saw what the building originally looked like as opposed to street level updates. And I used that as a jumping off point.
Yeah, that was great.
About looking up at chandeliers from an unusual angle. And so there's that sort of, you know, making community of that inspired me, as you know, and so then I linked to her, and that sort of helps everybody kind of build but readership.
But then again, to get back to what you said, is this is still blogger to blogger. How
it is blogger to blogger, yes.
How are you getting blogger to reader audience?
Because I think that you have readers out there who, like, will be reading Linda's post that was inspired by Meg's at Pigtown, by Meg's post, and they'll say, I wonder what that post was about that inspired her. It's always interesting to me when you get an email from someone saying, I've been following your blog since you started it, and I read it every day, and you think, wow, really? It's so good. But I don't comment. This isn't an email, you know.
I've never commented before, you know.
There's a lot of those. Yeah, there are a lot of those people, and I'm not, and I've heard that they found me through other blogs. That's usually how they found me. Googling some random thing that's come up, you know.
Well, like I think that's another thing is when you were talking, Megan, about in our last post about, you know, people who have a blog and, you know, it's really for search engine optimization reasons. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you want readers and particularly I think non-other blogger readers, but people who are searching for things, thinking a little strategically about the search terms you're using or words you're using in your posts, like my movie posts that I do on my movie blog, I always say the actor's name and their character's name. Because, for instance, in the movie The Holiday,
well, that's a good thing to talk about.
You know, because when people, you know, are Googling Something's Gotta Give or they're Googling The Holiday movie, they're Googling the characters' names just as much as they're Googling the actors' names. So if someone Googles, you know, Cameron Diaz's house, that comes up. But if I didn't say her character's name, Amanda's house, and the people who go Google Amanda's house, it won't come up. So I strategically make sure I put the movie name, the character name, the actor's name, so that I'm getting it out there in as broad a fashion as possible, so I'll get the Google searches. And those are the non-bloggers. Those are potential media. Those are, you know, potential design clients. Those are all of those people. You know,
and it's fun to see when you look at your site meter to see what people Googled to get to your site.
Another very important part of blogging is your name. Your name has to tell someone, it has to be something that will attract someone to your blog topic. So important, people. Think before you assign your name.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, and we're now on iTunes. Search for Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate all of your comments and suggestions, and we'll be back soon.